there is at the College for Creative Studies a wonderful Toyota lecture series, and it was established through a generous $1 million endowment gift to the College for Creative Studies from Toyota Motor Company. That's just one example of many, many where Toyota has become such a good neighbor and given back to our area. Much because of this man, the CEO of Toyota Motor North America, who will be addressing the august body of the Detroit Economic Club today, matter of fact, at the Weston Book Cadillac at 11:30. That's Mr. Jim Lentz. Jim, a pleasure always.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
And thank you for all you do. I mentioned the College for Creative Studies, $1 million donation. The list goes on and on. Many I don't know about, certainly one I know very well. You've supported from the beginning the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic to benefit children's charities, and I am so appreciative of that. And I must tell you that up until that time, it was just the ones we called at that point the Big Three, which we are forever grateful to, in General Motors, Ford, and at that time, Chrysler. But we felt it made sense to welcome in others, including Toyota, because you have such an involvement in Michigan with all of your different facilities, including everything you've got going on in Ann Arbor, Jim.
Yeah. I mean, we've got 1,500 engineers in Ann Arbor, plus Toyota Research Institute also has a big play here in Michigan. So it's we always want to be part of the community where we work. And it's exciting to be here, and it's exciting to see Detroit coming back as strong as it is.
Well, it is indeed. People can go to econclub.org for last-minute information for the speech today that Jim Lentz, the CEO of Toyota North America, Toyota Motor North America, will be giving at the Economic Club. The speech is about, it's Toyota in transition, maintaining momentum in the age of mobility. By the way, kudos go to your Kurt McAllister, who just received from the Detroit chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators, Communicator of the Year. But you already knew that about Kurt, as did I, Jim.
Yeah, well-deserved. Great guy, really, really works well in the community. And I think he's well-respected by journalists around not just Detroit, but around all the U.S.
Well, I agree with you on that. And by the way, talking today about Toyota in transition, maintaining momentum in the age of mobility, I've talked a lot here on this program about what a tough business you guys find yourselves in right now, because you're still trying to derive and must derive revenue from technology that we're basically being told is becoming obsolete. And it's a tough, tough business. And when you consider, the buggy whip producers didn't see the horseless carriage coming, and the buggy whip producers didn't evolve into horseless carriage makers or the automobile. So you have to do both, and it's got to be challenging.
Well, it is. I started in this business back in the late 70s. And back in those days, it was pretty easy. You figured out a fairly simple lineup, how many V8s and how many six-cylinder engines you wanted to build, and you went on with it. But today, you've got to be very cautious on how you allocate resource, because you have to take care of today's business at the same time preparing for tomorrow. But if you don't do enough today, you're not going to have it tomorrow. So it's a tough place to be, and it's all about the big four for the future. It's all about autonomy, electrification, mobility as a service, and what we can do with big data, connected cars, and it's going to be interesting. I think we all know that's going to be the future. The question becomes, when does that future materialize? And that's the uncertainty everybody's dealing with.
It's a big question, my friend, and an expensive one.
Yes.
Billions of dollars are making the bet. And if the bet is wrong, I think we're all in big trouble.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I think everyone has different assumptions about that rate of adoption across each of those different issues.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just has to be nimble. The key today is to be agile. We've seen that in the last 20 years, is the rate of change in the industry is like we've never seen before. So
right. The
key is to have an organization that's agile, have a plan in place, but be willing to move either left or right very quickly as the data changes your material assumptions.
It is, no doubt, a metamorphosis as revolutionary as our transition from the horse to the horseless carriage, which is why I use the example, it's that big a deal. What do you think of an alliance with somebody. Like, what are your thoughts on the Ford VW alliance that's being kicked around right now?
Well, you know, we have a number of alliances. You know, we're building the plant in Alabama with Mazda. You know, we have alliances with BMW and with others. So under Akio Toyota's leadership, we have been involved with a lot of alliances. But I think if it makes sense,
Oops. Boy, that's some kind of a gremlin we haven't heard before that just took over his phone. Did you hear that? Are you still there, Jim?
I am.
Okay, something went very electronic. You talked about your alliances with BMW and Mazda, et cetera, and I think you were saying basically you're open-minded to doing what you need to do to survive and thrive at Toyota.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, I wish I could say I'm going to see you today. I'm not, but a lot of people will be there at the Weston Book Cadillac at 11:30 today. Go to econclub.org. For last-minute reservations, you will enjoy Jim Lentz, Chief Executive Officer, Toyota Motor North America. And, man, you've done a great job, and we appreciate all you do for our community and our communities, besides making some very fine automobiles, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you at the auto show in January.
Oh, yeah, we'll look forward to that. Jim Lentz from Toyota Motor North America, the CEO, all-round good guy, and that's a fact.